Well, Kayla Mutsuramila, welcome to NITV Radio.
Hello, Bertrand. Thank you very much for having me today.
Now, we're catching up ahead of a program that you've put together, a commission of violin and electronics by Australian composers Sia Ahmad, Aaron Wyatt and Kitty Shao. This is a groundbreaking event because it's very rare to find people of color united in one evening of classic music. How did this idea of bringing these three musicians together come about?
The idea initially came about when I was shortlisted for a fellowship called the Friedman Classical Fellowship, where a young emerging musician can put forward a project for their instrument. I'm a violinist. And I thought very long and hard about what I would like to do with the money allocated and with the platform to speak. For the longest time as a classical violinist, it's been a real challenge and something to reflect upon how I would like to use my music, not just to create great art, but also to do something that reflects my political views. I'm of the opinion that making art is something that is an inherently political act, and it was only when I actually watched an episode of Ando's Brush with Fame, which I'm sure many people are very, very familiar with, I was just so inspired by the frank and personable way in which Ando and his subjects that he was painting would talk about life, about its complexities, about the challenges and the celebrations. And I realized that to be able to sort of provide a backdrop and a platform to raise the voices of Black, Indigenous and people of color, people in the composing space, that was what I wanted to do. So when I won the fellowship, that was what I decided to do.
And the show is coming together at a very unusual place for classical music, the Abbotsford Convent.
Well, Abbotsford Convent is actually home to the Australian National Academy of Music, and it's also home to 3MBS, our statewide classical music space. Now, the Laundry has indeed, you know, it's moved quite a long way away from its rather disturbing past, and anybody who doesn't know about what Abbotsford Convent was used for back in the day can look it up online. The space has been fitted with a 3-meter LED screen, and I think it is going to be an absolutely stunning performance space, absolutely stunning. I can't wait to be able to share these compositions and interviews.
Yeah, because you just said something I was going to ask you. It's the conversations that we'll be holding with the three musicians, Aaron Wyatt, Anunga Man, an Indigenous man, and Kitty Shao, and Sia Ahmad. Have you got some questions you can share with us that we'll be asking that night?
Absolutely. So the premise of the project is that I've asked each of these composers a series of questions, really sort of probing what the motivations for the composition were. When I started, I said, I'd like to run off a single memory or a feeling. It can be a happy one, a joyous one, a regretful one, whatever it is. And then to be able to sort of provide context for the premise of the piece of music, and also to be able to provide context on music that may not necessarily sound the way that classical music might sound to a casual listener. A lot of the time, I feel like access to newly composed works is limited by the privilege of having been exposed to it. So the aim of these conversations and interviews to be space between the compositions is to provide context and to provide a window in to being able to digest a new language.
A question maybe should have been the very first one I was going to ask you, because you'll put the question to your to the musicians who will be performing on that night. How was it for you growing up? What was your experience growing up in the world of classical music in Australia as a person of colour?
Well, I grew up in Queensland, and I started playing in youth ensembles in Queensland from when I was 7 years old. It did not even remotely occur to me that you could play a piece of music that wasn't written by a dead white man, let alone a person of colour, let alone somebody who is on the gender spectrum. It just didn't occur to me. There was no conversation. There was no window in. And I think that it's just absolutely bizarre to me, the concept that our industry and our art form could possibly survive without turning to other places to look for stories and to find other stories to tell. And I do believe that it actually locks people out of being able to pursue classical music and to have the wonderful privilege of being able to play an instrument because of this. I must have been 18 or 19 the first time that I played a piece of music by a woman. And then it was even later than that that I played a piece of music by a person of colour. That is, in my opinion, unacceptable.
And now you're playing with persons of colour, different backgrounds. How does it feel for you bringing these three people together, and how do you see the future of classical music in Australia?
It has been one of the most joyful, inquisitive and truly playful experiences, something that has been incredibly formative for me in my journey as an artist and as a musician. And also, I think, deeply affirming in knowing that there's a path forward for me and that it opens the doors, hopefully, to create a legacy of more people coming forward with their stories, more people being able to interact with this art form. Not from the outside, not feeling like they're doing it from the outside, but as sort of a collective. I can't wait, actually, to see this project continue to grow and beyond the concert, and to continue to commission more composers of colour and to be able to sort of collect those stories and tell their stories through my violin playing.
Kayla, thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio and talking to us about three conversations, an event that will be taking place on the 27th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Abbotsford Convent.
Yes, that's right. And there's only a few tickets left in the second round of selling, so please do get in quick if you'd like to come.